Now, Michaela, I understand that you're a seasonal firefighter with the U.S. Forest Service. What happened to you in the summer of 2017?
A lot happened. I got what I thought was a dream job fighting wildland fires. I was going to get paid to go hike out to fires and camp. And I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, hiking a lot in Olympic National Park and Mount Rainier and the North Cascades. And I love rock climbing, just any kind of outdoor challenge. So this was the perfect job. It was going to be really exciting. But pretty soon on the job, I just noticed there was a lot of bullying and kind of, you could call it like hatred for women in some cases. Like women weren't allowed to drive. We were given just random extra chores. And it was just kind of a toxic culture. And then beyond that, at the first crew get together, my boss started making really inappropriate advances and comments, and he pulled me aside and said, "I'm really glad you're on the crew this year." And I was like, "Yeah, me too. It's good so far." And he was like, "Well, yeah, I'm glad you're on the crew because you're really sexy and you have a nice ass." And I was like, "What?" And then things just kind of went downhill from there.
I understand you didn't report this harassment, right away. Why not?
No. I mean, besides the kind of weird culture I was encountering, I was loving this job, so I didn't want to mess it up. And I had heard from my coworkers and seen it myself that he could kind of fly off the handle. So I didn't want to make a scene at the party or go report it to someone and have him, I had no idea what he would do if I said something, and I wanted to do well in this job. And then, so along with that kind of power dynamic, there's no reporting system. I had no idea who I would tell because he was my supervisor. So that's why I didn't report it at first, which I'm sad about now. I should have reported it sooner, but those were my thoughts at the time.
To what extent were you concerned that there would be retaliation if you said something about what had been done to you?
Oh, I was super concerned because another lady on my crew complained about like other inappropriate behavior and bullying type situations, and she was bullied further for that and basically shunned from the team for speaking up. So I saw that and was really worried about reporting anything.
So you get there, they won't let you drive a car or a truck. Why? What did they say?
So there was only three women on the crew. They wouldn't let two of us drive, and one of the women, whatever she would drive, they would just watch her and like make comments like, "Oh my gosh, she's such a horrible driver. She can't drive. Like, this is why women can't drive." It was more subtle than just saying, "Hello, welcome to the crew. Women aren't allowed to drive." It was just, even if it would have been easier for one of us to drive in the moment, they wouldn't let us, and they would go find somebody else to drive. Just lots of things, little things like that, where one of us was perfectly capable of something, but they would find a guy to do it.
To what extent did you hear from any of the male co-workers that they felt that you women were taking jobs that their buddies should be having?
I never heard the sentiment that we were taking jobs, but there was the sentiment that we weren't able to perform the job as well, and that we were slower, weaker. I had this one conversation with one of my squad leaders, and he was like, "Yeah, there's not very many women in fire." And I was like, "Why do you think that is?" He's like, "Oh, I don't know. I think women just they don't want to do it. They're not very good at it." And I was kind of trying to get him to think about that it's a hostile environment for women, and maybe there's lots of reasons that aren't just, "Oh, we don't want to do this job," that women don't do it, and just didn't see it at all. He was like, "Oh, I don't know, it's just not a woman's job.
I guess come the end of the season, you did speak up about the harassment that you had endured. Whom did you tell, and how well do you feel the United States Forest Service responded to your complaint?
I told my assistant supervisor, and then kind of at the same time, I was talking with some other women in fire who I had met through like a Facebook group. So it kind of got reported by two people at once. And then the forest supervisor called me and said, "We take this very seriously. I'm so sorry this happened. We're going to do an investigation. We don't want this to happen on our forest," which was kind of like, "Oh, you take this seriously? You don't want it to happen on your forest? Why does it happen all the time to pretty much every woman?" And then so they started an investigation and nothing happened. I just received a letter in the mail a couple months later that said there's been no misconduct.
So how do you feel about their response?
I feel like they're trying to sweep this issue under the rug and pretend that it doesn't exist and that they don't believe women that this is happening. Or they don't even see it as a problem. It's really disheartening that the Forest Service just doesn't seem to care.
But wait, wait. When you first told them, they said, "Oh my goodness, this is very serious. We're going to address this."
Yeah, that's what my forest supervisor said. But I guess the Forest Service as an agency doesn't care. Or he was saying that to make me feel better? I don't know.
Doesn't sound like you feel better to me.
No.
Michaela, to what extent do you think that the sexual harassment problems that have plagued the Forest Service, especially in its firefighting divisions, hinder the ability of its crews to do their jobs well?
It definitely hinders a crew's ability to work because people are caught up in bullying and false assumptions that women can't perform their job well. It wastes important time and important energy that could be devoted to communicating better and being a cohesive team when instead you're not letting women drive and waiting for somebody else to come drive or making somebody go get water for every single truck when it'd be faster to spread out the work equally, but you're focused on bullying the three women on your crew.
To what extent did you feel that the men who were bullying you would have your back if a situation got tense?
I actually had a conversation. One of my friends in dispatch was, I kind of talked with her about this all summer, and she was like, "If something happened, like, who would have your back?" And we went through the people on the crew and we were like, "Oh my gosh." And I could only count like five of them out of the 20-person crew. That's not, who knows what will happen in an actual situation. You can't predict how you're going to think in a situation like that until you're in it. But just theorizing, we were like, "Oh, well, so and so would run away. This person would run away."
That's so sad.
But I don't want to give firefighters a bad rap. I think it was specifically this crew. I know on other crews, people would do anything for their teammates. And I know for the other men on the crew, they would have done anything for each other.
So, Michaela, tell me about the days that, well, perhaps women outperformed at least some of the men on the crew, and what the reaction was to that.
Know that I ever outperformed anyone on my crew. It was my first season firefighting. I was learning a lot. So I don't, but I can think of an example from one of the other women on the crew. One time she was running the like lead saw on a fire, which is one of the most physically demanding positions. Like when you're in a crew digging line, being the lead saw is really difficult. And she was doing a great job. She was keeping up. She was cutting a good line for us. She was staying safe. She wasn't getting tired. And the guys in the back were just kind of muttering, like, oh, she's going so slow. Oh, she sucks at this. Like, oh, I wish so-and-so's shoulder wasn't broken so that he could be lead saw. And at the end of the day, it was like, oh, she did a horrible job. When in reality, she did a much better job than most of them could have done, and just as good of a job as our regular lead saw. And it was just like, there was no reason for their comments except just that she was a woman. Typically, when one of the guys on the team did a good job with something or solved a problem well, or, you know, just did his job well that day, it would be recognized at the end of the day. And everyone would say, you know, good job, pat on the back, like, thanks for helping us out today, or we saw that you, like, handled that really well, or, you know, there's a positive environment. But when a woman would do something well, it was like, oh no, like, let's all complain that she learned something or helped us out, or, like, it was just weird that a male would receive praise and encouragement and a woman would receive bitterness and contempt for the same thing.
So, Michaela, the Forest Service has taken steps recently to combat sexual harassment at the agency. There's a new hotline anyone can call to report being harassed. Of course, the Forest Service chief has just stepped down from leading the agency. How optimistic are you that the agency can get its sexual harassment problems under control?
I'm somewhat optimistic. These steps make me hopeful. Actually, the hotline does not make me hopeful, because it kind of just felt like it was to placate complaints. I've heard from lots of women that they've tried to call the hotline and it doesn't really work, or they just take it down and say, oh, we'll investigate it, but they don't actually have a way to address the calls to the hotline. So it seems pretty pointless. But it is encouraging that Took stepped down and that maybe they're starting to listen, that this is a real problem, a real, like, deep, widespread problem. But I think it's going to take a while, because it's an entire culture that has to change. It's not just some specific people that need to be weeded out or something. It's a whole culture and mindset and training process that needs to change.
Hey, Michaela, what are your plans for the upcoming fire season? How do you feel about going back to work as a firefighter with the United States Forest Service?
I'm going to be going to work in Washington this season on a hand crew again, which I'm so excited about the job itself, and about, like, the area that I'm going to be working in is beautiful, but I'm very apprehensive about what my crew is going to be like and what my leaders are going to be like. I've heard good things from other women, which is part of the reason I accepted the job in this place, because other women said it was okay. But you never know. It's kind of, I don't, it's like a really sad risk that women have to take going into fire jobs.
Michaela, why do you want to keep working as a Forest Service firefighter? What is it that you like, maybe even love, about this job?
This job is amazing. It's cheesy, but you get to fight wildfires. You get to hike for work. It's a very physical job, so you see your results. There is a really cool camaraderie with your team when you're on the right team. And it kind of feels like you're helping a bigger cause, too, because wildfires are, especially with global warming, they're becoming more and more of an issue. And so it kind of feels like I'm giving back to the forests that I love.
Michaela Myers is a seasonal firefighter with the U.S. Forest Service. Michaela, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
Yeah, thank you very much for talking with me.